This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of the Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Walkie Talkie, the show where your avid hiker host reviews the best walks in the Bay Area. Now let's get moving. Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I do know why. Welcome to the sixth episode of Walkie Talkie. It is coming up on the back end of our episodes here. We've gotten through the first half, and we've kind of established what this show's all about, really. We've gone to a lot of cool places. We've gone as far as Lake Tahoe and as close as Kent Lake. And I think we've gotten a good overall kind of feel for the area. And I feel like now we've maybe got some of our beginner hikers up to speed, and we've gotten them up to the level of intermediate, which I think is pretty awesome. That's something that I'm pretty happy about and pretty proud that I'm able to do for you guys. I know that every week I say that we have a special episode today, or this or that, or it's going to be a little different from last week. But today we really do have something that is much different from last week and all the previous weeks before that. I know that me being an experienced hiker, you guys like listening to some of the places that I have to talk about, some of the things that I've done in my past, but I've been around to a lot of places, and I haven't lived in the Bay for very long, as you guys may know. If you've been listening, I've only lived here for about 2 years now, and I've lived in LA, I've been to all these places all over the country, and so is the guest that I have brought on to talk with today. He is an avid hiker, avid traveler. He's lived in Florida, LA. He's gone across the entire country in a giant truck, and he has a lot to talk about. So please welcome Brandon Stuckey. So Brandon, I hate to jump in with such a very general question, but the viewers here don't really know too much about you and don't really know how experienced you are. So if you could go ahead and cover, you know, where you're from and how your childhood was in regards to hiking and maybe some of your past hiking stories and some of your opportunities that you've had to experience.
Yeah, so I'm from the opposite coast, on the East Coast. Jacksonville, Florida is where I was born and raised, and then I moved from there until last year. Being from Florida, didn't really hike very much because there's no mountains, no hills even really, until you get up into Georgia. So the only hiking I would do would be in flatland, and usually whenever we'd go hunting. So it's very marshy, a lot of Everglades, a lot of swampland. But wouldn't really mess with that, because usually when you're out there, there's alligators, there's boars, there's some animals you don't want to run into. But yeah, I loved being out in nature. I loved being able to go just look at trees, see other animals, really feel immersed in a nature environment.
Wow, yeah, no, that sounds very different from where I grew up down in Southern California, where we have way bigger hills and things like that. It's not very flat. And although we're looking out for mountain lions and maybe some coyotes occasionally, we're not looking out for things like alligators, I can tell you that. So both of us have gotten the opportunity to travel and do some pretty crazy hiking here in the U.S. Where would you like to start these stories off? With some of our best or some of the worst hikes we've done?
Yeah, so I think a great place to start would actually be in Colorado. Last year I was very fortunate enough to get to do a cross-country road trip with my friend, and it took about 2.5 weeks, and really got to explore a lot of neat states and old cities and go do some really beautiful hikes. And Colorado was the first stop where we actually got to have an immersive nature experience out of just the open roads and flatlands, and finally into some beautiful, beautiful scenery. I remember one of the stops was in what's called the Garden of the Gods, and just flat water surrounded by beautiful mountains, and getting to go up those mountains and just feel like I could see forever. It was beautiful. We actually ran into a guy there who does cliff jumping, and he told us that we should give it a try and have some fun with it. And I was very scared, very afraid of heights, didn't know what to expect. And after being talked into it and peer pressured enough, I did it, and wow, what an experience. People always talk about they want to feel like nature surrounding them and they're really into nature. I'll tell you what, you go up a mountain and you look down and see some water and you decide, well, let me jump into this. That's a great way to feel like you're immersed in nature. So wrapping up in Colorado, had a beautiful time there. Got to really see some beautiful sights, beautiful sunsets too. Shot down into New Mexico and did some more so trail driving instead of on foot hiking, but still a lot of hiking on foot. But what a beautiful place. There's one small town outside of Santa Fe that we stopped in, and there was a trail that we could drive up, so we started driving. And we got to a point where we couldn't drive anymore, so we parked the car and started walking and got to the top of this mountain. We were, I believe, like 19,000 feet above sea level. It was insane. And then at the top of that, there was a cell phone tower, and I do not condone trespassing by any means, but hey, there was no trespassing sign. So we climbed on up that tower and got up there, and that was a big mistake. I'll tell you that much. I was shaking, couldn't move, and took about 45 minutes to just climb down what I already had gone up. But being up there, oh my gosh, it was beautiful. I'm looking at the pictures now. I just, the sights are incredible. I could see for miles and miles in each direction and was able to see lakes and mountains so far off in the distance and little cities all around. It was gorgeous. And then after leaving New Mexico, shot on into Arizona, and this will probably have to be where I say my best hike was. Just inside of Sedona, late at night, about 8 o'clock, went on a drive, found a nice little trail, drove up into some rocks, and then parked the car and started walking. Walked about 2 miles just into the middle of nowhere. No light pollution, no cars, no people, it was just me and my friend. And when we looked up, no exaggeration, could see millions of stars. It was beautiful. I had never seen anything like that. Never been able to look up into space and just see that much light, to see that much going on. It was definitely one of the most breathtaking things I've ever seen, and still to this day will be an experience that will live with me for the rest of my life.
Wow, yeah, I've never been to a place with such little light pollution. That's still something that's definitely on my bucket list. Being from California, it's something pretty hard to find. Not impossible to find here, but definitely harder than most places. I have, however, taken up the cliff jumping, though. Being from around Malibu, obviously, we had quite a good amount of places. We had one called La Abra that was pretty close to my place at home that was basically a little river that would lead down from this park, and you'd follow it for about half a mile, and once you got all the way down there, it would just be a small waterfall that you were able to cliff jump down, and it was a pretty insane experience, like you were saying. Probably nothing like the ones of Colorado. Those ones sound unbelievable, but not too bad for a little hometown experience, if I do say so myself. So we've heard about the good. What about some of the bad? What are some of the experiences that you would have rather not have gone on or not have experienced?
So bad hikes. Whenever I hear that, one in particular definitely comes to mind. It was whenever I first got to California, down into Southern California, where my dad is currently living. we didn't know much. You know, the little hikes I'd been on, I'd driven up the mountain most of the way, and then walked only a couple miles, and if something went wrong, we had the truck right there, full of food, full of water, no big deal. But my dad, however, not in the best shape, not in bad shape, but definitely not in hiking shape, and my brother, who'd never really been on hikes either, decided to let's go to a pretty popular hiking trail. I can't remember the name of the trail or the mountain, and so we set off, and we thought it would be smarter to set off in the evening whenever it's getting kind of cooler, it's not as hot, and we decided to bring 3 water bottles because, you know, there was 3 of us and we thought that'd be fine. So yeah, we set off at about 4 o'clock, and by the time it was 5:30, we already had no more water. I felt like I was dying. I wasn't used to the how the air quality is here. It's not that it's bad, but there's just no humidity, very dry. Wasn't used to that by any means. So now we get around 6 o'clock and it's starting to get cold. It's not like the Florida weather where 6 o'clock it's going to be about 90 degrees. It's starting to get down into the 50s and I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. So instead of turning back just yet, we decided to go up a little bit farther, and then it starts getting really cold and we have no water and no light. So that was whenever it started to get fun. Whenever it was getting dark, we decided to head back, and we found ourselves hiking down a mountain in a state that we are all new to, and a terrain we have no idea, with no water, no light, and no cell service. So, took us a lot longer to get down than we would have hoped, and was a lot colder than we would have liked, but, yeah, that was definitely a hike that I wish we would have been more prepared for. I wouldn't say bad hikes are the mountain's fault or the terrain that you're going on's fault, but usually it's user error, and that's definitely what it was there. But that hike is something I would like to go back and do with some appropriate gear if I could.
Definitely couldn't have said that better. Most, if not all, hikes that end up bad because of user error. And also, like you said, I don't really have that many bad stories. Hiking is not really one of those things that is hard to mess up as long as you get there and get back. And that's the main reason why my story is bad. The first time I went to try and get to Alamiri Falls, which some of you may know, I covered it in my Point Reyes episode a couple weeks ago, is one of the only two waterfalls on the Pacific coast, period. I think in the U.S., I'm not too sure about South America. I'm probably a couple more there, obviously, just because of the climate and the environment there. However, Alamiri Falls is one of the only two here, and so I went and tried to go. Didn't do my research as much as I would have liked, and I set off with thinking about 6 hours was going to be a good amount of time to get there and back. 6 hours was about enough time to get to the highest point in the hike, aka past all of the hardest stuff, and realizing that you don't have enough time to get all the way there, and you have to panic run all the way back just so you can get somewhere that you have to be later that day, because Alamiri Falls is a 12.4-mile loop, and it takes pretty much all day. And I didn't know that. I tried to set off on my own and do it in an afternoon, and ended up very tired, panic running down a hill in about 85 degree weather in a 20-pound camera bag. So it was a pretty great experience, I'll tell you that. So we've talked about what makes a hike bad, and most of the time that ends up being user error. But Brandon, what do you think makes a hike good?
Well, that's surely an easy question to answer. You know, a lot of people would probably say the scenery or the weather, the location you're at. But for me, I would say either who you're with, and if it's not who you're with, if you're by yourself, definitely the headspace you are in at that time. Just personal experience, there's been some times where I've been out, maybe not even on hikes, but out on the water in a beautiful spot, and I'm just having a bad day, or I'm just really not feeling it, and I'm not able to enjoy and to really appreciate what it is I'm looking at, and I'm too busy thinking of negative things, and ultimately it can ruin that experience. But there's been other times where I'll find myself at a place that's really pretty, like Muir Woods, very beautiful, but still not the, by far, not the best place I've ever been or the best scenes I've ever seen. And it was so gorgeous to me, and so I connected with it so much because the headspace I was in, I was just so ready to be in nature. I was so ready to immerse myself and learn, and I was walking around reading all the little plaques about each tree I could and all the foundings of Muir Woods and all the information. And to me, the connection I felt there was almost greater than some of the connections I felt even when I hiked the Grand Canyon. Because the headspace I was in and the want to know, to learn, if that's there, then the experience will be 100 times greater than you could imagine.
Wow, yeah, I would say I feel similarly. I've seen a lot of beautiful places, a lot of beautiful things, and the ones that I remember the most are the ones that I definitely have that mental or emotional connection to. Well, Brandon Stuckey, I'd really like to thank you for being on this show. Is there any last things that you'd have to say to the walkie-talkie audience?
Oh, yeah, definitely. First of all, I want to thank you very much for having me a part of this podcast. It was really nice to get to sit down and talk it up with you about some hikes. But yeah, if there's any words I leave, it's go explore. Don't push your limits. Don't do something you're uncomfortable with, but go explore. Go get involved in nature. This planet we live on is so beautiful. And just here in California, the sights are amazing. Just think about, we got Yosemite just under 3 hours away, and we have Muir Woods about a 30-minute drive. There's so much beauty in just this one state alone. So my final words that I'll leave you with is go explore. Go open your front door and go outside. Just start walking.
Couldn't have said it better myself, my friend. And that's what I try to do with this show every week, is show you guys somewhere where you maybe want to go and quench that thirst to explore and to get out there and to go discover. And that's going to go ahead and wrap up this 6th episode of Walkie Talkie. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Brandon Stuckey. I think he had a lot of interesting stories and things to say. Good encouragement in there as well. He has some very similar thoughts and ideas that I do. And we both hope to see you out on the trails.